Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker. With 23 years of experience in Ventura County, from Westlake to Carpinteria, experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 0119-0308.
Ventura Water has partnered with the Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone. And I want to say I'm excited to be back. I actually spent a couple weeks in Ecuador, and I want to thank my team for making it still happen, Tom and obviously Vanessa and Jamie. And, of course, all my listeners out there, I really appreciate everything still being brought to you by The Kim Pagano Show. And of course, I always like to start my show with something uplifting. Let your dreams be bigger than your fears and your actions be louder than your words. You know, life happens. Gosh, we just keep it. It's like maybe we're not getting it because life just keeps happening and we just have to keep walking forward. At least that's kind of my lesson. So I'm right there with all of you. Anyways, I'm really excited. We've got a great show for you today. And in fact, we've got 2 hours. We're here all the way till 8 o'clock. And I'm Kim. I'm here with Tom. And we are going to introduce some of our great guests. Before that, I want to give out our phone number. And that phone number is 805-419-0008. We've got lots of great things that we are talking about. And lots of great things that we are giving away. Tom, you want to talk about some of those really quick?
Yes, we have some incredible giveaways. A little bit of history for you. The Blue and Gray Civil War reenactment is happening March 17th and 18th in Moore Park. You can visit moreparkcivilwar.com. It's really a great reenactment, and it's excellent for the whole family. You're entertained, and you get a lot of history all in one afternoon. The Rubicon Theater is back at it this time. I believe this is Shakespeare. King Lear from now until April 1st all the way through to Easter Sunday. So that's nice. And that is a great play. Once again, another wonderful performance by the Rubicon Theater. LA Zoo is still with us. Admission tickets to the zoo and, as a plus, a bonus, the Botanical Gardens located at 5333 Zoo Drive in LA. This is a good one. Then there's Tristology. I will explain that later. It's all about love and passion.
There you go.
She's been on a couple of times.
Yes.
And it's...
She'll be on today.
So oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah,
she'll be on. I did not look.
Yeah, same. So
excellent. But Champagne on Main is another great one, too.
Yep, exactly. And then we've got tickets. So let's just start off with the Blue and the Gray Civil War reenactment. And that, of course, is this weekend. Are we already at the 7th and 18th? I think so. Yeah. It's
yes, we are.
Yeah. So that's today and tomorrow. And I'm telling you, I'm still playing catch up. But anyways, I would love to get a pair of tickets out to somebody. Actually, we could do even a family pack so we can get everybody out there. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. I do want to introduce my first guest, Florence Ann Romano, and she's going to be talking about Ditch the Devices and Praetor's Play this year. excuse me. That's kind of what I did in Ecuador, and let me tell you, I'm excited to hear about it. Let's bring her on. Florence, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Very good. I'm just something got in my throat there. But please tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
So I'm the Windy City Nanny. My platform is about child care in the new millennium.
Okay. So tell us, talking about Ditch the Devices and Praetor's the Play, talk to us, what do you mean by that?
Ditch the Devices, meaning getting away from the tablets and the iPhones and letting kids be kids and remembering that they have to use their imaginations in order to engage themselves as future adults.
Right. And what about parents, too? I mean, parents need to do that. It's not just a kids thing, correct?
Yes. I always say that parents, you know, have to do as they preach. And it's hard because the parents are more addicted to technology than the children are.
I think so. You know, it's interesting. Like I said, my husband and I just took a couple weeks and went to Ecuador. And we really pretty much ditched everything and just walked on the beach and we talked, you know. I mean, a lot of people don't talk anymore. It's more like you sit next to you. I see families and I'm right there with them. You know, we're all on our phone. It's like we're not even present in the same moment.
It's so true because it's easy to just get engrossed in what's happening on Facebook and Instagram and, you know, your friends' lives or the people that aren't even your friends, but they're your pretend friends on Facebook and you're invested in the fact that they're drinking.
Let's talk about that for a second. really, how many people, you know, it's interesting. I love when my listeners, especially having a radio show, and I'm so grateful, but when I get to meet somebody that I'm friends with on Facebook that we're friends, but it's more like an acquaintance, like a somebody, you said it perfect, like a fake friend, right?
It does.
I mean, don't take that in the wrong way, but I love to meet my friends and who know who they are. And I feel like there's different layers of friendship.
Yes, and Facebook gives you a false sense of friendship, too. You know, if you've ever met the person that you're intensely interested in, invested in their life because of social media, you know, what does that say, too? I mean, it spans beyond just the people that you're friends with, but the influencers that you follow or the celebrities that you follow, and you're so engrossed in their life story. And so it's a very interesting world that we live in today, and that's why that's all fine and it's all fun as long as you remember that it's fun. It's not supposed to be your full-time job, and you're not supposed to be obsessed with it. But it's important that children understand that there's life outside of their phones and that you as the parent and the caretaker and the nanny, you have to be the one to open those doors for them because they're being raised in a very technologically driven and savvy world. So the only way they're going to be exposed to it is if you make them be exposed to
it.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, I look at, and I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, one, that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're so grateful that you are here. We're talking with Florence Ann Romano. And for everybody's knowledge, how long have you been a nanny?
Well, I was a nanny for over 15 years. I am now retired, but I stay in touch with all the families that I cared for and now in my platform of Child Care in the New Millennium, I get to stay in contact with families more on a counseling side, and that's wonderful as well.
When you say a counseling, what do you mean by that?
It really varies. You know, I wrote my children's book, Nanny and Me, 2 years ago to help children understand the transition of being cared for by their parents to being cared for by a nanny or a caretaker. And that led me to really find a lot of different families across America that wanted help understanding how to hire the right kind of nanny for their family and what's the proper vetting process for that. Or if they're having issues with their children and the nanny and the behavior or the parents and the behavior with the children, whatever the case may be, marrying all those ideas together, I've gotten to really talk to a lot of very interesting families with interesting dynamics and help them work through troubling moments.
So let me kind of back up a little bit. Okay, is you as a nanny, you know, mm-hmm. it's kind of like when you were working, you probably saw behind the scenes, right? You know?
Yes.
Behind the closed doors. Yeah. And so do you feel like, you know, were you able to parent or were you able to, or were you more the second, you know, the back seat?
Well, I always say that a nanny is an extension of the parent's eyes, ears, and heart. That's been my saying for a very long time. And
okay.
I very much encompassed that. That was kind of the best way to define or distill down what I did.
Okay.
But regarding discipline and regarding parenting, I always told parents, I'm not here to replace you. You still need to be parenting when you're home. That's not my job, is to take over your role. But it is my job to be an extension of the values of your family. So if you do want me to discipline your children, then we need to be very, very clear about what that means. Does that mean spanking or does that mean taking away their phone for an hour? There's very different levels of discipline. Mm-hmm. And you have to be on the same page about that right from the get-go when you start with the family.
Wow, that's interesting. So did a lot of parents want you to spank their children or take their phones
no.
away?
No.
Okay.
Never had to. I mean, I don't really believe in corporal punishment.
But yeah.
If that was going to be something a family wanted me to do, I probably wouldn't have worked for that family.
Okay,
I don't
wondered.
Feel comfortable with it.
Yeah.
But grounding, I generally didn't ground the children, but if they were acting terribly in the moment, if they were disobeying me or they weren't paying attention to me because they were doing something else, then yes, maybe I would take away whatever it is that they were doing and saying, we're having a hard time listening, aren't we? So, you know, we're going to have to focus here. You know, so it wasn't necessarily me punishing them, but me refocusing them. I'll put it that way.
Do you have children?
No, I do not.
So you never had children. Okay, wow. Okay, that's interesting.
I hope to one day.
Okay, I hope for you.
Yeah, I'm 30.
Are you married?
I'm hoping. I'm not married either, so if you know anyone.
Okay.
If I should marry, let me know, Kim, and you can.
Okay, so do you feel like you've been parenting your whole life, and now it's time for you to be a parent?
I would love it. It's totally written on my heart to be a mommy one day.
Okay.
And I really am hoping to do that.
All right. You got to get your vision board out there.
I do.
I love
so
it.
True.
So let me ask you, if you have had the knowledge of all of your, you know, second parenting, I would say, okay. It's interesting. I have a friend that I've known forever growing up, and he married his nanny. Go
oh
figure.
God.
Okay. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that says, talks about that, but, he was already divorced and his kids, you know, was still, I guess, stayed with the nanny or whatever. Anyways. So they called her mom. So,
oh, that's cute.
Yeah. But, okay. But I'm just wondering, what would you do differently?
Oh, that's a wonderful question.
Well,
what
you.
Would I do differently? I probably would have spent more time talking to the parents about their their visions for the children, their goals for the children. I felt that I had such a close relationship with the kids and a very good relationship with all the parents and very transparent, but I would have loved to know from their point of view more so how I could help them accomplish certain goals maybe. And we did have those conversations, but I feel like they just weren't that specific or detailed. I was very young when I started nannying. I was 11 as a mother's helper and then became a babysitter and then a nanny after that.
Now,
so
where does your family live?
I'm from Chicago.
Okay.
I'm from a suburb of Chicago called Hinsdale. and I did work for many families in the town where I grew up.
Okay, so everybody knew your family too?
They did. I was kind of the this is a very funny reputation I had in Hinsdale, but I was kind of the nanny people tried to poach. So I would be out somewhere, and a mother of a friend who employed me would say, "Oh, you know, do you think you could maybe come and, you know, maybe next week for a couple hours or something like that?" And then the person that I worked for would get wind that her friend was trying to poach me and get real upset, saying, "No, don't you dare go work for that family. You know, you belong to us." And so it was very funny. I got some jealousy issues to deal with.
Isn't that interesting? And now, how many families did you? I mean, did you only work for like one family at a time?
The most I ever worked for was two at a time, because one of those families had four children, the other had two, and that was quite a lot to split my time between. But what was funny was when I went off to college then, thinking, oh, I would be, you know, concentrating on my studies, which I was, but at the same time, I ended up nannying for all of my professors' children. So I never really got away from it. And then when I would come back in the summer, I'd go back to my families. So it was always a part of my life. It was an enormous part of my life. And when I decided to retire and kind of start a business and do different things, but, you know, build my brand of the Windy City Nanny, I always say, when people ask me, how did I know it was time to retire? I always quote Mary Poppins, and she has a famous saying that says, "I stay until the wind changes." Yeah. And I always quote that and say the wind changes for different reasons. So that's kind of how it all kind of transpired and got me to this place now.
Now, did you ever have any bad experiences?
Yes. I mean, I'm going to be totally honest.
I want you to be honest. And you know what? What we're going to do is, can you stay on with us? We need to take a really quick break, but I want to hear about them. Okay, you got
anything
it.
For you.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, I definitely want you to hang around. We've got lots more. We're so grateful that you're here. I've got tickets for the Blue and Gray Civil War reenactment, and that is this weekend, 17th and 18th in Moore Park. And all you need to do is go visit moreparkcivilwar.com, and I'd love to share those with you. Also, I've got Champagne on Main, and that is Spring Street Fair. We've got tickets for that. Call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is leave your name, your number, and your email, and one of the team members will get back with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Trishology features contemporary, high-end quality sensual products for passionate play. Trishology is recognized in the industry as a leader and innovator for intimate toys that are classy and discreet. Trishology creates an environment where women are comfortable shopping. Trishology is about enhancing the relationship of couples and empowering women to their own sexuality through education and providing healthful, body-safe products for passionate play. Trishology not only sells pleasure products and lingerie, they offer seminar and classes too. For more information, visit Trishology.com or call 888-801-8952. That's 888-801-8952.
See Shakespeare's masterpiece as you've never seen it before. George Ball stars as the King of Britain, who divides his kingdom between his three daughters, only one of whom loves him enough to speak the truth. Thrown into a rage, the king exiles his youngest daughter, turns on his closest companion, and descends into madness. Don't miss this timely and trenchant story of love, greed, family strife, civil war, and ultimately, redemption. Call now and experience world-class award-winning artistry and small-town hospitality in Ventura's downtown cultural district. Visit us online at RubiconTheater.org or call 667-2900. That's 667-2900.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.wheretoprint.com. That's www.wheretoprint.com or call 866-612-3355. 1-800-359-1059 and mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for all the phone calls. If you haven't already called, call right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We got a great show. We're talking with Florence Ann Romano. Right now, we're talking about the nanny. And she was a full-time nanny. And, of course, we were talking a little bit about Ditch the Devices, but and prior tours, your play this year, which is something I just got done doing. It feels so good. I don't know about you guys, but sometimes you just have to, like, get off of that, you know, that treadmill and think about what is really important to you in your life right now. So, Florence, we were getting back to kind of your, you know, something, your negative, I guess, you know, your disappointments as a nanny. What were they?
Sure. You know, a story that I love to tell because I think it does have a positive outcome is there was a little girl that I nannied for. Her parents were very, very focused on discipline, were very hard on her regarding her progress in education. And they were hard on her about her discipline and her education, pardon, and her studies. And one particular night, we were doing homework, and this is before the internet, so I used to have to call friends to ask what the heck was going on in these books that I was trying to help the kids with their homework, because I had no idea what I was talking about, and I couldn't go look it up on Google. So I'm like, well, I need someone to help the call. But she was, you know, working on something, and excused herself from the table and went upstairs, and she was gone just a little too long. And I went upstairs to see how she was doing, and she was in the bathroom. And she was literally making herself sick over the pressure she was feeling to perform. And so I laid down on the floor with her, and I just kind of got her to open up and tell me what was going on. And she revealed to me that she felt too much pressure, and she didn't know what to do, and she felt she was always failing, and she wasn't. She was extremely smart. So I decided to speak to the parents. So later on that week, I sat down with them and said, let's figure out something together to help her, because, you know, I really want to be able to support her, and she worked so hard, and basically opened the parents' eyes to what was going on in their home, and they did not realize it. And I think a lot of nannies would probably understand and empathize with my situation, because we do see things that parents don't. We do have a different view, a different lens of what's going on in the home. But I never wanted to attack the parents, never wanted to blame them, just said, let's work together to figure out how we can fix this.
Well,
and we did, and it got better.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. Good news. You know, it's interesting because, you know, as a parent of four children, now grandchildren, you know, you want somebody to be your right arm, you know, to help this situation, because, you know, we all need to work, or, you know, most of us have careers, and you need to have somebody that's in line with you, correct? That's going to, you know, have the same values of you. And that's really what I would be looking for, you know?
You hit the nail on the head, Kim. That's exactly it. That's always my, you know, my mission for nannies and families, is that you find the nanny and the family that is equal with your values, so they can be an extension of that. It's not just the family that has to look for that. It's the nanny also has to look for that in the family that they work for.
Well, that's interesting.
You're right on.
Yeah, that's really good. Now, did you ever have like any uncomfortable situations where, you know, the husband, you know, made a pass at you or anything like that?
That's like the number one question I get.
Is it? Okay.
Spouse. And I have to say no. And I'll tell you a very quick, funny story about that. I went in, my employer had a bunch of her girlfriends over, and I went in to get the baby from her. And I said hello to everyone. And then I walked out and I went to the kitchen. And one of her girlfriends said, loud enough for me to hear, but I don't think she meant me to, was, that's your nanny? Oh my gosh, you let her around your husband? And the employer said to her friend, oh, please, she wants nothing to do with him. And she just started laughing. And I could hear this, and I'm cracking up, thinking, you know, flattered that the woman thought so highly of me. But, you know, I understand that narrative that runs through homes and people's minds, because it's true. You do wonder about that sort of thing.
Right.
But I was very lucky. I worked for wonderful families, morals. You know, no one ever did anything like that.
That's nice to hear. Yeah. That's really refreshing. I love that. So let me ask you a question. Okay, where you said you're kind of retired and now you're looking at branding yourself differently now. Tell us kind of where you're at now.
Well, now I'm really lucky in that I get to talk about my book a lot, Nanny and Me. And
tell us, what do we learn from Nanny and Me?
So Nanny and Me is a story told from the child's perspective that helps children understand why they have a nanny. I found that there was a big disservice being done in the children's book industry where you did not have any literature that helped explain this transition that can oftentimes be traumatic. I know people don't think about this too deeply, but of course, something I always thought about.
Did you have a nanny growing up?
You know, I did not.
Okay.
That's like the second question I usually get. I did not have a nanny. I was raised by a stay-at-home mom, old-fashioned Italian family. You know, my grandparents lived with us, you know, so I was surrounded by lots of different people. But my nana and my papa were like having, you know, another set of parents. So in that regard, I did feel like I was surrounded by other parenting. But with Nanny and Me, I felt that we needed to explain to children why they have this nanny, because children compare themselves, especially in school, to what their friends are doing. And if all their friends have moms that stay home or dads that stay home, and both their parents work or they come from a single-parent family, whatever it might be, they may feel bad about that and wonder, you know, why do my parents not love me as much? Is that why they don't want to stay home with me? So I wanted to explain that in a way children would understand and also get them excited for the prospect of a nanny, for someone that's going to have fun with them and protect them and love them. So that's what this story really, really accomplishes.
I love that. I love that. You know, I mean, you sound like you just did this amazing job as a nanny, and I'm really excited to share that. Let me ask you, what happens, like, did you go to school with the kids, you know, if they had something, you know, like student of the month or something like that, did you, or did the parents come home and take care of those things?
I have to say, I worked for families that were very involved in their children's lives, and I never had to pitch hit for any of them. I never had to go to a curriculum night or anything like that where they weren't able to attend. So I was very lucky.
Because I think that that's all those kind of things are so important, you know?
So. They are. Like, going back to what I said, I'm not there to replace them. You know, they need to still be active parents.
Right. Well, that's really good. So let me ask you, go back to the, you know, kind of what we talked about, ditch the devices. Give us, and this really applies for all of us, right, is what are, you know, three things that we can do, you know, with our children so that we can ditch the devices?
Number one, you want to lead by example. You need to show them that you're not always on your phone and that you actually put it down and pay attention to what they're saying. I know that a friend of mine said her daughter kind of gave her a sobering moment. She said, you know, Mommy, you know, you're always on your phone. You never pay attention to what I'm saying. And that broke her heart because she never wanted her daughter to feel like she wasn't important. So now she makes an effort to make sure that when she's engaging with her daughter, she's not on her phone. Her daughter knows she's listening to her. So number one, make sure you're showing them that, leading by example. Number two, it's your job to allocate their time as their parent. So maybe they only get 30 minutes of screen time after they come home from school, and then it's homework, and then it's family dinner, and then it's, you know, whatever else they need to do. And you need to put the parameters and boundaries in your family. And number three, don't be afraid of the technology. If they are going to use it, let it be educational in different regards. I love Baby Einstein. That was a thing I used all the time with when I was a nanny with babies, and they loved it, and it was educational. So that's an example of how technology can help you. And for those parents and those nannies that feel bad when they stick their kid in front of a tablet when they're grocery shopping, don't feel bad. You need to do that. You have 30 minutes to get something done and let the kid watch a show, and everyone's happy. So it's not me reprimanding everyone saying, you know, you got to get rid of technology completely. No, it's just remember that kids need to be kids. And old school, going outside and playing and drawing with chalk and playing with bubbles and creating a fort out of pillows, all that stuff is still good. And you need to do that today. You need to enforce that.
Sounds really good. And you know what? I love your outlook. So hopefully you get to have children of your own. You know, it's so much harder when you're doing it yourself, you know, as opposed to looking in on other people. But I'm sure you'll do a great job. And, of course, always, Florence, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
And congrats on your new grandchild.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And again, I look forward to talking to you. Please share our show with everyone.
Of course. Will do. Thanks for having me, Kim. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much. All right. We are going to take a really quick break and we'll be right back.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.weretoprint.com. That's www.weretoprint.com or call 866-612-3345. And mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Ventura Water has partnered with the Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. I do want to remind you that we are here till 8 o'clock, and we've got Rubicon that's going to be joining us this this next hour, and we've got some other great events that we're going to be talking about. So, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, and we've got the Blue and the Gray Civil War reenactment that's happening this Saturday and Sunday. We've got Champagne on Main, and we've got tickets for that. We've got and that is happening March 31st, 11 to 6:30. The other thing that we have is March of Dimes and March for Babies. I'm going to be chatting with my daughter in a little bit about that. We had a nice little event, and I want to thank all the sponsors for that. So many people made it possible, and I'm so grateful for us to be able to raise money for that. But also, we want to invite you to the walk, and the walk is on March 24th, Saturday, and it's at 3 miles, and it starts at 8. Registration's at 8 and starts at 9, and of course, that is over at Cal Lutheran University in Thousand Oaks. So with that, I'd like to introduce my next guest, and of course, that is Janelle Rarden, And I'm excited to talk a little bit about this. This is kind of an interesting topic. Her book is Overcoming Hurtful Words and How to Rewrite Your Story. Sometimes you say something and I've learned, okay, to kind of like take a deep breath, count my, you know, count or whatever. I don't know. We'll find out more about it. But Jarnell, are you there?
I am. Hello.
How yeah, are you?
Yes. I'm doing really well. I love that intro.
Well, Perfect. Thank you. Well, it is really true. Sometimes, you know, oh, gosh, my grandmother used to say this little saying, and it stuck with me. You could be a cow that makes good milk, and then you kick it over. So does that make any sense to you? Because sometimes you could be the nicest person and you do all this hard work and then you say something really mean and it just kills it all.
Yes. Very true.
Yeah, you can kind of go
with that in a couple ways, but
yeah,
most definitely. I mean, we are human beings.
Mm-hmm. Human so being. I love that.
Human being.
I love
That's
it.
That's what we are.
So welcome and thank you so much
thank
for being
you.
Here. Tell us a little bit about who you are.
Well, I am a mother of three adult children, and I'm an in-law now. I have a mother-in-law to two. I live
Me
in Virginia.
Me too. Do you have two grandsons? Do you have two son-in-laws or daughter-in-laws?
I have a son-in-law and a daughter-in-law.
Okay.
My twins. I have a boy-girl set of twins.
Grandsons. Okay.
No.
Wow.
I don't have any. And then my oldest daughter lives in Uruguay. She's a travel writer and sketch artist, so she lives in South America currently.
Oh, nice.
And when they all flew from the nest, after my first book came out in 2007, and I spent a lot of time touring with that and speaking to people, I realized I needed more tools in my toolbox to help. And so I went back when they all left the nest to get my master's in counseling.
Nice.
And since then, have done a lot of that work and went for my board certification in life coaching and really just one.
Who'd you go through to do that?
For my master's or my life coaching?
Life coaching.
I went through the American Association of Christian Counseling, okay. AACC.
Okay.
And the Light University is the university that I went through for that. I'm still currently working towards my master's in that as well.
Okay, cool. Okay. And I see on the back of your book, you have Kathy Lipp, I love her. And
that's wonderful.
Yeah, she's been on my show several times. And yeah. So it's not funny.
That's
it's
wonderful.
A small world when you start thinking about it.
That is a very small world.
Yeah. So is this your first book?
This is my second book. My first was Rock Solid Families. And that was in 2007, so a decade ago.
Okay.
And like I said, felt like I needed to get more training. So kind of set aside my authoring and my speaking to really sharpen my tools.
I love that. We all need tools in our toolbox. Mm, and, you know, and we sometimes, you know, I call them like life skills, okay? And life kind of happens to all of us. It's how we deal with things and how we learn how to deal with things and how we step in mud and go, that didn't work so well, you know? How do I, you know, I mean, it's the truth,
yes.
You know, because
we
don't like grow up having knowledge unless we've gone through a really crappy time and we've like, you know, kind of came through on the other end.
Yeah, I tend to have lived through that quite a bit myself.
So what do you mean by that? Would you mind sharing that with us?
Well, I mean, I come from a family with an alcoholic father.
Okay.
So I'm an adult child of an alcoholic.
Okay.
And I'm 58 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I've spent a lifetime trying to understand family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very intuitive, very sensitive, very empathic, have always been. And I think I've just been an observer my whole entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And as I've looked around, I thought, my family's not normal. This isn't normal. What is normal?
Mm-hmm.
And have just been inquisitive and just love family, love people, love watching how things work. And so I really have probably studied families and good families and bad families for a long time. And I think then once my first book came out, I've just grown and learned so much and have come to see that many times in life, it isn't until your 40s or 50s that you go,
bingo,
wow.
I get it, right?
I know I got some stuff to deal with here. here. Wait a minute. And you've raised your, you know, I raised my children. My husband also comes from an alcoholic home.
Mm-hmm. And are you still together with your husband?
Miraculously, we have beaten the statistics. So this is our 33rd year of marriage.
Oh, congratulations. That's awesome. Hey, you know what? I mean, you know, life is a learning lesson. It is. And you know, you can't. You know, I almost think, like, I remember growing up with that fairy tale, like everything's perfect. Yeah. And so we look at, you know, that is everything really perfect? And it can't be. We're not perfect. Just like you said, we're human beings, you know?
We are. I think I grew up going, this is not perfect. So what the heck is going on? I do really think I grew up with a different perspective that this is just craziness. What is this going on in my house?
Right.
Because when we're young, we're, you know, we just absorb the atmosphere of our family of origins. We don't, you know, in Overcoming Comfort Wars, I talk about beginnings. You know, we don't choose our beginning.
Right.
We don't choose that. And yet we have to deal with it.
That is really interesting. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Janelle Rarden, and we're talking about overcoming hurtful words. You know, what you just said is let's just take us singly. We're born into the family that we are born into. We have not chose our past. And all we can do is go forward. Then we get married and they have the same situation. Okay, now you got two people trying to, you know, kind of formulate their lives together. And it's almost like, you know, learning how to walk all over again.
Yeah. Oh, we could talk for hours.
I know.
Sure.
And yeah. Definitely. And so, you know, so let's kind of get back to your new book, Overcoming Hurtful Words. Why do hurtful words have such a deep, lasting impact on us?
Well, I think John Gottman is a fabulous researcher in marriage and family, and he has this 5-to-1 ratio. And I'm actually writing more about this in the next book that's coming out next year. But it's because our brains, when someone speaks something hurtful or something negative, our brain has to work really hard. You know, let's say someone, Kim, says to you, oh, Kim, I love you. You are just the most wonderful human being. You make me feel so welcome. Your brain goes, aww.
Yeah, that is so true. That's like the food I like to eat, right?
Me too. That's yummy.
Okay.
Oh, keep going.
And then somebody tells you, like,
says,
yeah.
Yeah. You really hurt me, and I really don't like you. I mean, my husband recently had a man just, in a ping pong tournament, go, I don't like you. I don't like anything about you. You know, just out of nowhere.
Wow. Okay.
And so, hello. And so it's men and women, not just women.
Right.
But your brain actually kicks right in. Your amygdala goes, oh, you know, fight, flight, freeze. And we have to work really, really hard when those words come.
Mm-hmm.
So they also fold into your brain. And so there's all this neuroscience that goes along with it. But Gottman says, you know, in that case, that's why it's so hard to overcome it. And we remember the hurtful, hard thing more. So it takes like 5 positive things.
It's kind of like, you know, you get one good, you know, you get 10 good reviews and you get one bad. Okay. And that one bad just like totally like,
you know. I'm sure you can relate to that. You're in public life.
Yeah. And so you're exactly. So you have, I mean, but, you know, there comes a point where you kind of have to say, you know, am I a good person? Do I, you know, you have to do your own self inventory.
You do, and Kim, I'm so glad you brought that up because it actually comes, that's the whole premise of the work I've done for Overcoming Hurtful Words. That's what it comes down to.
Really?
It is about your heart.
Wow.
It comes down to a healthy sense of self. Some call it a healthy sense of self. We might call it a healthy identity. But you have to come and go, I have value, I have worth, I have dignity.
Right.
So, and if you especially if the words, you know, if they come from people we really do trust, and sometimes if they come from complete strangers, we just have to quickly, like, quick plan. It's all mapped out in the book. You have to go, wait a minute, whoa, I have value, worth, and dignity. and you do not have permission to say that to me.
Right.
And so it comes back down to exactly what you just said, to knowing whose you are and knowing who you are.
Right.
And so honestly, this whole, if the situations in my life that happened that were really the tipping point for writing this book, I would react and respond in such a different way today.
And how would you? Let's just walk through a situation for my listeners. If there is something, you know, I was like, Janelle, you know, I just don't get a really good feeling from you at all. That's not true. I get a really good feeling from you, but I do want to just, how would you respond to that since you are?
Okay. First and foremost, it's never going to feel good. So
right.
What I'm writing in the book, it's not about perfection. It's not that you're going to become the stoic person who's walking around in a suit of armor.
Right.
I said it already. I'm highly empathic. I'm highly sensitive. I'm highly intuitive. I feel everything.
But see, I do too. I can feel it before you are even going to, you know. Yeah.
Yes. And here we are in the public eye, and, you know, no matter public eye or not, you know, it just never feels good. So the work that I feel like I've done, and that's why I call the chapters in the book practices. Because
say it again.
The chapters, and there's 9 chapters in Overcoming Hurtful Words, but
right.
I call them practices.
Okay, practices, got it.
Practices. Because this type of emotional health takes practice.
Mm.
We have to practice having a healthy sense of self. We have to practice saying to ourselves, I have value, worth, and dignity. And, you know, so I would say, let's respond to what you said. I would go, oh, I'm so sorry that you feel that way. I'm, and maybe I would ask you, do you want to talk about that in any greater detail? It depends on what the scenario around that was.
Mm-hmm.
But I would definitely right away tell myself inside my head,
this,
you know,
isn't always about me.
This is not personal.
Correct.
It feels personal.
Right. You know, it's very helpful in a lot of ways because we cannot please the world. We can only please ourselves. Okay. And I've learned that big time, even though I still get really sensitive at things like that.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I look at is I really practice on being a good person and, you know, and showing up in a good way, a good positive way. And when things turn sideways, okay, which they do for all of us at times, right?
Yeah.
I just go, you know what? Okay, there's something to learn from here. And you know what? I really am going to try really hard to kind of straighten this out and make sure this is going to, you know, and I'm really okay with how it's going to work out. I have to release it so I don't internalize it and, you know, God forbid, get sick.
Right. But also in this whole practice, it is about the tension that exists in love. And so love has to be tough,
mm-hmm.
and love at times has to be tender. But
right.
It's always hopefully coming from a position
loving,
of grace.
Yes.
Of grace. You know, graciousness.
Yeah. And I, you know, a lot of times I'll, you know, it will be like, I really hope that you understand that I really appreciated your help at this time or that, you know. So, yeah. So we need to do that. Janelle, where do we find your book?
You can find it anywhere books are sold. Actually,
ooh,
Amazon
good for you.
For sure. It's definitely on Amazon and it's on in Target, Walmart, Books a Million, all over
cool.
the place.
Very
and you can
cool.
go to my website for sure.
I would love to call you and talk to you after this because I do really connect with you.
Yes,
I love
you
it.
So much.
But very cool. And please share my show with everyone. And I look forward to talking with you again.
I will absolutely do that. Thank you so much.
You got it. And keep up the great work. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim.
All
have
right.
a blessed day.
You too. All right. I am going to have a really quick little chat with my daughter, Tiffany Pagano. And actually, not Tiffany Pagano. She's Arbuckle now. And of course, they have become the ambassador family for March of Dimes. And so we're going to share a little bit about that. So I hope that, you know, I love sharing who we are, what we do, and how we do it. So again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tristology features contemporary high-end quality sensual products for passionate play. Trishology is recognized in the industry as a leader and innovator for intimate toys that are classy and discreet. Trishology creates an environment where women are comfortable shopping. Trishology is about enhancing the relationship of couples and empowering women to their own sexuality through education and providing healthful, body-safe products for passionate play. Trishology not only sells pleasure products and lingerie, they offer seminar and classes too. For more information, visit Trishology.com or call 888-801-8952. That's 888-801-8952.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
See Shakespeare's masterpiece as you've never seen it before. George Ball stars as the King of Britain, who divides his kingdom between his three daughters, only one of whom loves him enough to speak the truth. Thrown into a rage, the king exiles his youngest daughter, turns on his closest companion, and descends into madness. Don't miss this timely and trenchant story of love, greed, family strife, civil war, and ultimately, redemption. Call now and experience world-class award-winning artistry and small-town hospitality in Ventura's downtown cultural district. Visit us online at RubiconTheater.org or call 667-2900. That's 667-2900. Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
My next guest is someone near and dear to my heart, and of course that would be my youngest daughter, Tiffany. Hi, Tiff.
Hi, Mom.
How are you? Well, I'm excited to have Tiff. Good. I'm excited to share with my listeners my daughter and, of course, my son-in-law and my two grandchildren have become the ambassador family for March of Dimes. And we had an amazing event, didn't we, Tiff?
We did. It was really cool to see the community and all of our family and friends come together to support such a amazing organization that we have a special place in our heart for.
There you go. And let's just start off right now by kind of just mentioning who was there and who reached out and helped us raise money. One was Opalo. Then you reached out to Flower Power in Camarillo, which beautiful flowers and, of course, the best wine. Sweet Dreams, beautiful pastries with their name by Hella. And then Bistro 13 did a phenomenal job on our appetizers. And then, of course, Pizza Man Dan, the greatest pizzas and tons of them. So everybody enjoyed that. Hometown Buffet for their Caesar salad in Kanoka Park. And then Nothing Bundt Cakes, of course, that was our dessert. And then we had the pleasure of Alan and Nancy doing amazing music that was just perfect for our time. And then some of our prizes was Harley Simi Valley. We did a raffle for that, so we thank that. And, of course, just really good friends, Barb and Mary, really helped us come together as a family to make a difference. So we raised some really good money. And, of course, I just want to share with everybody a little bit about your journey and why they chose you.
So as probably many of you guys know, my husband and I We gave birth, or I gave birth, to premature babies at 29 weeks. So they were 2 pounds and 3 pounds, and they spent over 2 months in the Los Robles NICU. And so with that, we developed a relationship with March of Dimes, who really strives to present research and really a community for parents that have, you know, children in the NICU or anything with a traumatic birth experience or anything like that. So they really strive to have healthy pregnancies and healthy babies. And so we really try to promote them. They're doing a huge walk March 24th at CLU in Thousand Oaks, California Lutheran University, and just to raise money for premature babies and to ensure that, you know, every mom gives birth to a healthy baby, and who couldn't stand behind that?
There you go. All right. And of course, I am the media sponsor on it. We, our whole family will be out there, so you are all welcome to join us that day. Bring your children, your grandchildren, whoever you need to walk with, or if you just want to come out and support it yourself, definitely, it's local, so please, I'd love you to be there. And
we have a team also, if anybody wants to just, if you don't want to walk alone, we have a team. I believe our team name is the Mighty Miracles 2018. If anybody wants to join, feel free to do that. And we're going to do a whole big walk and support healthy babies.
There you go. And Tiff, if anybody wants to raise or donate any money for the organization under your name, how do they do that?
You would just go to marchforbabies.org and then / Arbuckle Duo. It's Arbuckle Duo, D-U-O, for our twins. Or you can find us through our team page, which is on March for Babies, and it's Mighty Miracles 2018. So everyone that's on our team, you know, is past NICU moms or grandparents or anybody that, you know, has the same goal of having healthy babies. So feel
even
free to
some
join
of the nurses,
there.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, they'll be all... Most of the nurses from Los Robles will be there, and it's just a great organization to support. So,
all right. Well, thanks, honey, and I think you guys are doing a great job.
Thanks, Mom.
And again, thank you so much for staying with us all the way through the show. We always end with a moment of happiness, and today is Real Love is Not Based on Romance, Candlelight Dinner, and Walks on the Beach. In fact, is based on respect, compromise, and care and trust. With that, I've got a whole nother great show ahead of us, and I hope that you stay with us through it. And again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.